You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
You know, part of me hates that mindset stuff has become mainstream and then it became a meme. Now it's like a joke. I actually hate that because I do really, really believe that changing mindset is how you change your life. Like, that's how you get the outcome that you want. And now that it's a joke and people just make memes about it, and I think the problem with it was the hustle culture. You know, all of dudes who would tell you take cold showers and don't buy Starbucks if you want to be rich, like all that kind of shit. It's like we live with that for so long. Now the overcorrection is people saying, yeah, well, mindset stuff doesn't matter. And I think you just have to find a happy medium for yourself. Like, find the strategies that work for you, the systems, the tools, the lifestyle hacks that work for you personally. And that's how you become the best version of yourself. I don't think it's smart to say I don't agree with the lifestyle of hustle and work nonstop and don't sleep and take cold showers and all that stuff. That's just an exaggeration. Usually it's unnecessary. But at the same time, I also don't agree with, yeah, nothing really matters. Do whatever you want to. Don't have habits. Don't be disciplined. I don't agree with that. I think both sides are too extreme. So I want to kind of break down my mindset shifts and things that have helped me personally. What's good, people? I am Coach Chris. Thank you so much for tuning in. Really appreciate you being here. Now, today I want to get into some different methods and strategies that I think will really help you if you are shifting your mindset, specifically now in this time where we're moving out of the whole pandemic phase back into some kind of outside lifestyle where some people have masks on, some people won't. Everybody's talking about the shots they got and all of that. It's going to be crazy. So I think now it's really, really important to understand how you want to live your life and to have the right habits and principles to live that life consistently and thrive. And one of the first things for me is not consuming as much content. I really have to catch myself sometimes when I'm watching too many YouTube videos and I'm watching too many movies, listening too much music. And I do think that it's a such thing as too much, because if you can never sit down with yourself for 10 minutes, just sit down in complete silence, no phone, nothing, just sit in complete silence and just let yourself think, you would be surprised at what comes to your mind. And you would be surprised at how much you either worry or how calm you really are. You don't really get it because we're always doing something and always in the mix and watching something and listening to something, scrolling. Once you stop and you slow down, it's insane how crazy life is, like how much you might have improved or you might have grown. I personally do this mainly every single month to recap my month and kind of set my intentions for the next month. I do this every single month. I've been doing it for about 5 years now with the milestone system. Absolute game changer, because being able to sit with yourself is so underrated. And I'm not saying you have to meditate, but just literally sitting in silence. I will sit in this chair sometimes in complete silence, preferably at night, because it's nice and dark and it's more relaxing, it's calm. And when I was in LA, I would go to the beach and do this. And it was just incredible, because you can really get into your mind without even trying. You just have to sit there. Just sit there with no distractions. And it's really hard in the beginning. I'm being honest, it's hard. Like, because you want to pick up your phone. You might want to take a picture or record something. Or one thing that happens to me a lot, I get a ton of ideas. So I'm like, oh man, I can do this, I can do that. I've trained my mind to now, okay, put it to the side, make note of it. We'll come back to it later. It is the best thing I've ever done. And now I do it every couple of days. You know, I like to do it as much as I can. Just sit and relax in peace and quiet, because then my mind can kind of flush itself out. I can relax a little bit. I can kind of clear myself of all the crazy thoughts and all the nonsense. And this only comes after you get rid of all the distractions of whatever you're watching, whoever you're listening to, all of that stuff. I'll even put books down, no reading or anything, just sit. And it really works wonders for your mindset. That's the easiest as it gets. Like, it's not going to get easier than just sitting in silence. You don't need any money. You ain't got to buy nothing. Just sit in silence. Be quiet. Like, that's it. It's going to change everything for you, I promise. Now, the second thing for me is getting out of your comfort zone. Oh, my God. I always find it funny when people tell me how much they hate public speaking. Like, I'll tell them, yeah, I go on stage and I speak at events and stuff. What? Like, it's like, it seems terrifying in the beginning. And sometimes it might be. But how do you grow? You know, like, how do you become a better version of yourself? The best version of yourself if you're never willing to do the things you're afraid of or that you don't want to do? Like, just think about how boring life would be if every day you only did the things you've done before, that you know how to do, that you know you're good at. All the stuff you're terrified of, that you're scared of, it's over there. You never touch it ever again. That seems like a very boring life, right? That just doesn't seem very eventful. You know, that's very, very limiting. Because I'm not testing myself. I'm never going to evolve. When I turn 30, I'm doing these things. But then at 35, I'm not doing anything different. I'm in the same place because I never tried anything different. So I think getting out of your comfort zone will show you what you actually are capable of, that the things you were afraid of aren't actually that scary, right? And then some of the stuff that you want to do, you actually might be really good at it. You really don't know because you have not tried it. I know a ton of people who will be really good at public speaking, but them telling themselves they're not good at it is the only reason they're not good, because they're afraid to go and try it. And of course, the world today has made it really easy. You know, if you don't want to try anything, you don't have to. You know, you don't have to put yourself out there and try different things, and you could just sit and be the same person. I really don't think that that's the lifestyle many people should be even okay with living. You know, especially if you're somebody that wants to live an above average lifestyle. And this is where I think the mindset stuff becomes important. Once you make a decision within yourself that you're going to live an above average lifestyle, that you don't want to be normal, that's cool. But the consequence of that is you now have to take the actions every day of somebody that lives an above average lifestyle. For example, if you want to be above average, you cannot do the things that average people do. So if average people, instead of waking up, they hit the snooze button 5 times. You cannot hit the snooze button 5 times. You got to wake up before the alarm wakes you up. See, and I know I sound like one of the hustle bros when I say stuff like that, but I just think that's the reality of it, right? Like, that's the truth. The difference between the people who can take days and weeks off and still make a ton of money because they have amazing assets and they built this incredible life, and the people that work jobs they hate every day, is that they live a different lifestyle. And we've got caught up in only looking at the Instagram version, you know, what they do that we like to see, right? When they go on the trips and they take the private flights and they drive the nice cars. We love to see that part. We love to see it. I bet you I could look on Instagram right now and find 50 different Instagram luxury accounts where it's literally just fancy cars and people flying and stuff. Like, I can see that. But on the other side, nobody wants to do the stuff that it took to get there. We just like the visuals, the videos, the pictures, but we don't like the part that goes from here to here. And what I'm saying is, when you become okay with this part too, and you accept that this is part of the journey, I'm saying, like, I really wrote it on a whiteboard or something. This is why I like whiteboard. When you're okay with the work that comes in with this side and the results that come with this side, then you actually can live the life you want. But most people are stuck in only looking at the luxury part. Like, oh, I love this and this looks good and this looks fun. But you got to do this part too, even when you don't feel like it. That's part of what makes it different. That's what makes it hard. That's what makes the reward so good. That's the difference. See, again, most people aren't going to do the stuff over here that they don't like, but they want all the results. You got to understand, for you to get the results, you got to do this part too. And you got to make it your lifestyle. You have to love it. You got to enjoy the journey. You got to be comfortable with it. Except, man, this is my thing. This is what it is. I love it. I'm rolling out. I know it's a bit of a rant, but I had to really, like, get that off my chest, just because it bothers me personally when I see people complain about capitalism or how hard life is and how much they hate their life and all these different things. Like, I get it. I understand. Trust me. I know what the gut is like. I know. Most people are only there because of their decisions. And let me not say that. Let me not say that way. The last thing you got to do is make good friends. And when I say good friends, I mean people you can depend on, people you can rely on to hold you accountable, and people that are focused in the same way that you're focused. I have a belief that when you get into a relationship and, you know, it's a serious relationship, that the friends you were with before, unless they're in relationships as well, they can't be your friends the same way they were before. For men and women, most of your friends are going to have to get demoted to associates because now we're not on the same life path. For example, if I have friends from college, you know, we've been super cool, and now I go and get married. I have kids. These guys are still single bachelors living it up. We both 30. I've started a family. He's a bachelor doing his thing. I can't be the same friend as I was with him before because now I have different responsibilities. You know, I have different priorities in my life. He probably has the same priorities he did in college. He gonna still move the same way. I don't have that luxury because my life is different. It's not a bad thing. It's just to say I can't be a successful person if I'm distracted and we're not on the same paths. I can't be spending time with you all the time, going out with you everywhere, talking to you all the time. If we're not on the same path, we're going in two different lanes. I'm focused on building a family and you want to go and have fun at the club still. That's fine. I'm not judging you, but I have to go and live my life the right way. Meaning I got to get new friends that are on the same path as me. I'm not saying your path is wrong, but this is just my path now. I believe it's easy to be stuck and you feel stuck too when you have the same friends from before. They're doing the same thing and you're trying to do something different, but you stuck. You don't know what to do. You have to demote those people. Not saying you can't be friends, but they're just associates now. Like instead of you talking to them 3-4 times a week, you talk to them maybe once a week, sometimes once a month. And that's what it is. We have to be okay with kind of losing those old friendships and demoting people so we can create space for new ones. Another example, if I work in a job and I love my job, when I leave that job, I have to leave the coworkers there as well, right? They can still be cool. We're amazing friends, whatever. We cool, but I can't take you in our same relationship into me starting my own business because you don't have the mindset that I have to run this business. You still got the mindset of an employee. And again, I'm not saying any of this is bad. I'm just saying it's different. And when it's different, you got to acknowledge the differences so you can navigate accordingly. If you're trying to be a business owner and you want to own real estate and you're doing that, you probably are going to have a hard time being friends with somebody that is working a warehouse job and loves it, right? If they're not a manager or something and some premium level, then they're not going to be on the same page. You're just not. That's the reality of it. And your life will be easier as that business owner if you got around other people that are business owners. Instead of trying to make your friend over here who's not a business owner become a business owner. No, they're not. No. That's why MLM doesn't work, because we get into the MLM, into the multi-level marketing scheme, and then we try to bring other people into it that's not really there. They may be on an entrepreneurship journey, but they're not there yet. Now we're inviting them into our thing, and they're just like, no, I don't want to do that. That's why MLM doesn't work, man, because you have to go and find the people that are trying to be on that level of entrepreneurship. So I'm not saying you can't have friends. I'm not saying to get rid of all your friends. I'm saying demote certain people to where they're only an associate. That will make your life extremely easier, because then you're going to create space for new friends that are going to help you get to the next level in life that where you want to go. So these were just a list of my personal mindset hacks. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, man. I appreciate y'all being here. Subscribe to the Personal Branding Playbook. That show is never going anywhere. I'm going to keep it going as long as I can. Unless somebody buys it. I done got some offers to buy it. I don't know, man. I'll let y'all know. Make sure you follow me on Twitter @TheCoachChris_. I will see you next time.
This podcast is heard along the Marketing Podcast Network. For more great marketing podcasts, visit marketingpodcasts.net.